presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. In a daring attempt to round up the espionage gang headed by Dr. Deutsch and extract from Deutsch the details of his so-called master plan, Clark Kent, editor Perry White, young Jimmy Olsen, and Lewis, the Secret Service man, flew to the gang's headquarters on Volcano Island. Wading ashore from the seaplane on which they had arrived, Kent went on ahead to see whether the coast was clear. The moment he vanished into the darkness, Lewis pointed his revolver at Perry White and Jimmy and forced them to enter one of the many tunnels carved through the solid rock of the extinct volcano. Dazed at this sudden, amazing turn of events, we find them at gunpoint walking through a dimly lit passageway, their footsteps echoing against the damp wall.
You aren't a Secret Service man at all, Lewis. You're a spy.
Shut up. Stop here. Now, when I press this buzzer, the stone door will swing open. There we are. Step inside. I said step inside, Mr. White.
Yes. Welcome to Volcano Island, Herr White.
Go ahead.
Good work, Max. Excellent work.
You have Kent here, Doctor?
Hans is waiting for him with 10 men. Come in, Herr White. Are we not old friends?
Deutsch, your friends live in sewers and only come out at night. They're called rats.
Oh, those are very unkind words, but I forgive you. I will close the door so that we will have more privacy.
You had no difficulty, Max?
Oh, none at all, Herr Doctor. I would have brought the Lane girl, too, but she's at the naval base.
Oh, she's of small importance now. So, this is the boy who has been giving us so much trouble. What is your name?
It's none of your business.
See, Max, how he mimics his elders? Already he has learned to be insolent. We will fix that, eh?
And the boy isn't responsible, Herr Doctor.
Responsible or not, he knows too much.
He knows enough to despise your kind of human being, Deutsch. That much I can promise you.
Go right ahead, Herr White. You have something more to say?
Nothing I might say would have any effect on you.
It is good that you realize that.
All my life, Deutsch, I've fought against armed warfare, against the needless killing of men. But if it's the only way the decent, self-respecting part of humanity can get rid of you and your henchmen, I'll carry a gun myself.
A very pretty speech, eh, Max? But so stupid.
They all talk that way. They call it democracy.
Yes, we call it democracy, and we're proud of it.
Enough. We've had enough from you.
You're going to get more, whether you like it or not.
I said we've had enough.
You'll both be thankful for democracy once you're caught. We won't stand you up against a wall and shoot you down. We'll give you a fair trial before a jury.
I don't. Hold your tongue.
We'll even give you a lawyer to plead your case. That's democracy, Deutsch.
Mr. White, he's got a gun.
I'm not afraid of his gun.
Why do I shoot you down like a dog?
Go ahead, shoot me down.
Shoot.
Yeah, what's this, Lewis?
No, it couldn't be. How did it happen? Oh, fools that you are. Search every inch of the island. Find him, do you understand? Find him or you suffer.
Is something wrong?
Kent has escaped.
Yowie.
Quiet.
How did that happen?
I can't understand it. Hunt says he overpowered all 10 of my men. It's impossible. They were armed to the teeth.
I'll find Kent and bring him here. He won't suspect me.
A good idea, Max.
All right, call off the search for him. I'll handle it alone.
Yes. At first, we must get rid of these two. I will have them put in a cell under armed guard. This time, there will be no escape.
Hello, Hunt. Send up 2 men at once. Call off the search for Kent. Never mind the reasons. Do as I say. Call all your men back into the tunnel. How? Clear off, Hunt. What have you a signal bell for? Now, ring the drums.
Now, Max. The coast will be clear for you.
As the clanging bell summons Deutsch's men back into the narrow, man-made tunnels that honeycomb the volcano, Clark Kent, having escaped the trap set for him, has returned to the beach where he left Jimmy, Editor White, and Lewis, only to find them gone. Off in the distance, he can hear the bell echoing from the jagged cliffs. But at the moment, his only concern is the whereabouts of his friends.
Jimmy? Mr. White, where are you?
Oh, sure, this is where I left them. I remember that big boulder.
Mr. White? Lewis?
They're gone. I wonder could they have waded back to the plane. What's that? Someone's calling me.
Kent! Over here! Behind the boulder!
Lewis! Great Scott, man, what happened? Where's Jimmy and Mr. White?
They attacked us, Kent.
What?
Let us through a tunnel. I broke away in the dark and managed to crawl down here. They took White and the boy into a room at the end of the tunnel.
Show me where it is. I'll go in after them.
So we'll both go, Kent. I managed to hold onto my gun. We may need it. The tunnel's up this way.
All right. I can't get over the feeling that Deutsch was tipped off, that we were flying to the island.
How could he have been? Only four of us knew. Now, here's the mouth of the tunnel. I'd better lead the way.
All right. Are you sure this is the right tunnel, Lewis?
Of course I'm sure.
You told me you broke away in the dark. This tunnel is illuminated.
Shh. They might hear us. Now, here. Stand back a little. I'll press the button that opens this stone door.
Good work.
All right, Kent. Step inside. And don't try anything. I've got the gun in your back.
I suspected something like this, Lewis.
Nobody's interested in what you suspected. Get inside.
Okay.
Greetings, Herr Kent.
Close the door, Doctor.
Yes. So, Herr Kent, again we meet. It is my pleasure, my extreme pleasure.
Deutsch, I'm not going to fool with you this time. You've gone a little too far. What have you done with Mr. White and Jimmy Olsen?
White and the boy are safe, Kent. Believe me.
I wouldn't believe a word that passed your lips, Lewis. Well, Deutsch, where are they?
You see this lever, Herr Kent? The moment I pull it, the cell block in which your two friends are being held will flood with water from the sea, and they will drown like rats. Is that what you wish to know?
He'll do it, Kent. Be careful.
All right. You've saved your skin with another of your murderous devices, but only temporarily.
That will be for me to decide. You remember, Kent, I told you when we first met that nothing would be allowed to stand in the way of my master plan.
Is the plan ready, Herr Doctor?
Yes. We have enough radium. It is now being packed in capsules.
What will be done with the capsules?
I see no harm in telling you now, Max. You see this instrument on my desk? It resembles a miniature cannon, eh? Hidden in the lead barrel is a capsule containing 1/10 of a grain of radium. 1/10 of a grain, mind you. Smaller than the head of a pin. Yet powerful enough to melt this whole island into the sea.
But how, Herr Doctor?
I will tell you how, Max. Radium, like all substances, is made up of atoms. In steel, they give it strength. In wood, the ability to float. But in radium, Max, they give it power. The power to destroy.
But how can that power be used?
Watch, Max. And you, Herr Kent. I point the little cannon at the glass pitcher across the room. Turn the switch. Wunderbar. The pitcher explodes into a million fragments. You have seen enough to convince you that here is the greatest weapon man has created. Within 48 hours, one of my little cannons containing not 1/10 of a grain of radium, but 2 full ounces, will be floating down on the city of London, destroying everything in its path.
That's what you think, Deutsch.
Stand back, Kent, or I pull the lever. Stand back.
Not a chance. You're at the end of your rope.
Shoot him, Max. Shoot him, I say.
Don't touch that lever, Deutsch.
I will.
I warned you, Deutsch. Now you'll suffer for it.
Yep.
Kent, pull that lever back before the cell block is flooded.
It won't come back. It's jammed. Where's the cell block? Tell me quickly.
In the tunnel beneath this one. There's a ladder, but you're too late, Kent. The water's pouring in.
Press the button that opens that door. Hurry.
Okay. It's suicide, Kent. Don't do it.
Might be suicide for you, Lewis.
Not for Superman. This must be the ladder. Yeah. I can hear the water rushing through the tunnel. I hope I'm not too late. Oh, it's coming through here like a mill race. Most of the cells are flooded. I can't possibly tell which one they're in. What's that? Someone calling for help. Up this way. Good thing it's dark down here. Oh, I'd better use Kent's voice.
Where are you, Mr. White?
Over here. Over here.
Hold on, I'm coming.
We're coming. The cell's filling up.
Don't worry. As soon as I get these iron bars out of the way. That does it. Now, where's Jimmy?
I've got him. He struck his head when the first brush of water came through.
All right, hold on to me now. We've got to swim for it. The water's over our heads.
We'll never make it. Never.
We'll make it. Come on.
Well,
Well, you naval men are the last people I ever expected to see in Deutsche's headquarters here on Volcano Island, Lieutenant. How did you get here?
Mr. Kent, the island is ringed with destroyers and Coast Guard cutters in charge of your friend, Commander Lee. We've rounded up all of Deutsch's gang, including the mastermind himself, who's aboard the commander's own destroyer.
But how did you know about the island? Who tipped you off?
Oh, Commander Leeds has known about it for some time.
What?
Mr. Lewis made all arrangements for the final stroke.
Lewis? He's one of Deutsch's men.
He's a dirty spy.
Well, he brought us here at the point of a gun, Lieutenant.
Well, maybe you'd better answer these accusations yourself, Mr. Lewis.
Oh, gladly, Lieutenant. Kent, I'm sorry I had to mislead you, but it was the only way I could assure Deutsch I was working for him. I was the boss you were trying to locate. You see, Kent, I had to do it that way in order to be on the inside and learn the details of Deutsch's master plan.
And Commander Leeds knew all about this, Lieutenant?
Yes, he knew Lewis was posing as one of Deutsch's men, Kent, but that information couldn't be revealed to anyone. However, it's all over now, so let's get aboard ship where Commander Leeds can thank you personally for everything you've done. Your country is proud of you, Mr. Kent.
And so am I, Kent. How you ever managed to get Jimmy and myself out of that flooded cell will always be a mystery to me. Superman couldn't have done better.
And so another Superman adventure ends with Dr. Deutsch's espionage ring completely broken. But even as Mr. White, Jimmy, and Kent are returning to the mainland on a government destroyer, a new adventure is brewing. An adventure that will take Clark Kent deep into the snowbound forest of the North Country. So be with us again next time to begin the story of Superman and the White Plague. A story of mystery in the frozen North.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.